It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Governor Spencer Cox says Utah farmers and ranchers are struggling through the drought this year. He says the entire state will feel the repercussions of the hit to agriculture for years to come. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, a Utah man who was sentenced to 30 years in prison last month for beating his wife to death has died himself. Kenneth Manzanares was found unresponsive in his cell earlier this week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We have a new stalled vehicle. It's eastbound I-80 near the mouth of Parley's Canyon by the quarry. And expect delays if you're traveling northbound I-15 through Davis County as you're leaving Farmington up to the base. Slow down southbound I-15, Ogden to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few thunderstorms and temperatures in the high 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
94 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Just in the past half hour, word that 49ers and Seattle Seahawks player Richard Sherman arrived in court in Seattle. He and his lawyer heard the charges, and his lawyer entered a not guilty plea. Sherman accused of a series of events involving alcohol, a car crash, and domestic violence, according to police. More California counties recommending masks indoors. The state reports its highest single-day rise in new COVID cases, over 4,600. ABC's Alex Stone.
The positivity rate is climbing rapidly here, and now one day before Los Angeles County reimposes a mask mandate for indoor public places. Now 11 more counties, including here in Fresno, are strongly recommending that people return to masking whenever they're in a public place.
An order from the Environmental Protection Agency to the city of Clarksburg, West Virginia, says there are high blood levels of lead among residents, lead showing up in drinking water samples. The EPA wants alternative sources of clean, safe water in the city. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. COVID cases are spiking, and some Utah doctors are worried about back to school making things worse. University of Utah infectious disease doctor Andy Pavia says school last year, Utah handled the pandemic well, but this year, masks aren't required.
In an ideal world, what we would do is we would have everyone who can't be vaccinated or who isn't vaccinated mask when they're indoors in the classroom. And we would vaccinate as many of the kids who are eligible as we could. And if we did that, school would be about as close to normal as we can make it. Unfortunately, the school districts and the local health officers have had their hands tied.
But he says that if enough kids get the jab before then, there'll be less risk for unvaccinated students.
You'll be more at risk when you're out in the community among unvaccinated people than when you're in your classroom if most of your classmates are vaccinated.
Not all students are eligible to get shots. Students 12 or older are eligible for the Pfizer vaccine, but trials are still going on for students ages 6 through 11. They can't get vaccinated. Dr. Pavia says parents shouldn't expect those trials to wrap up in time for this semester.
It looks like the trials are on track to have a readout, that is data on whether it's safe and effective, sometime in the September-October range. And then it's going to take some time for FDA and the advisors to really carefully look at all of that information. So we anticipate somewhere around the new year, hopefully a little bit sooner than that. But there's, you know, I think the fall for kids 6 to 11 is going to be one without vaccine. And hopefully the winter will have vaccine available.
He says outbreaks in schools are unavoidable, but it'll be much better if students are vaccinated. Roughly 39% of school-aged Utahns over age 12, 39% have gotten their first dose of vaccine. KSL News Time 348.
Did you know 1 in 6 Utah families is impacted by children with disabilities? That means you likely know someone who has a child with special health care needs. The Utah Parent Center is a nonprofit organization that for over 38 years has provided support to parents of children with disabilities. The center is a free resource and serves all ages and all disabilities. Help support the Utah Parent Center by taking part in a fun charity fundraiser at Topgolf the night of September 16th. For more information or to register, please visit utahparentcenter.com.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 3:49. It's time for traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a report of a stalled vehicle eastbound I-80 near the quarry in Parley's Canyon. Northbound I-15 slowdowns in Salt Lake County from 3500 south to downtown. And southbound I-15 delays stretch from 4500 south to Midvale. Steve?
And northbound 15 rolling along right now from downtown into Davis County, but a thick, slow ride right now from the ponds in Kaysville up to Antelope Drive. For southbounders on I-15, slow between Ogden and Sunset, especially through that right-hand construction split right now. Northbound 89 crowded in spots from Fruit Heights up to I-84. Experience Altitude, a higher level of customer service with personalized financial guidance to help your business grow. Now at AltaBank, altabank.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Let's cover the weekend weather and more. It's the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
High temperatures in the upper 90s again today, but hit or miss thunderstorms again for the afternoon. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a little hotter, up to 100. 101 of the sunshine Sunday and 102 Monday. Again, mostly sunny skies to start off the week. Scattered thunderstorms overturn on Tuesday. The highs again in the upper 90s. More of the same Wednesday. Scattered thunderstorms, 98. And then into the middle 90s on Thursday. Again, more scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
94 degrees, and we have breaking news at KSL News Radio. From Texas, a federal judge there has ruled that DACA, the Dreamers program, is against the law. The ruling from a federal judge says President Obama overstepped his authority in creating the program. It puts the immigration status of hundreds of thousands of undocumented young adults in jeopardy, but the judge says his order won't stop the program immediately, so the Dreamers program continues as it works its way through the courts. KSL News Time 3:52.
Hello, Black Diamond Experts.
Hello, I need some can lights installed.
Of course, we have electricians standing by.
But that's not all. I have a toilet that keeps acting up.
No problem. We can fix that for you.
And my air conditioner is blowing warm air.
That's also something we can take care of. We're Utah's 2021 Best of State winners for all three services. Electrical, plumbing, and HVAC.
Black Diamond Experts does plumbing, electrical, and HVAC? I thought I was going to spend all morning calling three different companies. I love this one-stop shopping for home services.
And we never hang up on our customers like some single trade companies do. That's just rude.
For award-winning service 24/7, even on Sundays, call Black Diamond Experts at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
Black Diamond Experts services are backed by our free 3-year labor and parts warranty. For jobs done right, fast, and for a fair price, call us at 801-251-1515 or schedule online at bdexperts.com.
You see them everywhere. Signs. Now hiring signs, help wanted signs. But wouldn't you like to do more than just help? Are you really looking for a career? Bonneville Salt Lake is hiring across our radio, digital, and TV platforms. Live events, content creation, digital and social media. The possibilities are amazing. So if you want to do more than just help, start a career or bring your experience to the next level. Visit Bonneville.com/careers now. Bonneville.com/careers.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Visit the KSL contest page at KSLNewsRadio.com/contest to win great prizes. This week, win a pair of all-day passports to Lagoon. Lagoon, it's what fun is. Or win tickets to 1820 The Musical. Debuting in August, 1820 The Musical is a historic look at the faith, love, and trials of Emma and Joseph Smith. David Archuleta calls it fantastic and well-written. Plus, find out how you can win David Dujanovic's Yellowest Lawn Award and score a $50 gift card for conserving water. Enter today at KSLNewsRadio.com/contest.
I'm a 40-year-old man that walked in there to get his high school diploma. It was very hard for me, but Miss Araceli, she gave me direction.
At age 47, Marco finished his high school diploma.
50% of getting your high school diploma is walking through those doors. The other 50% is doing the work.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Do you remember that little cartoon paperclip that would assist you in Microsoft applications? Clippy is making a comeback. Microsoft has announced that Clippy will replace the paperclip emoji on some devices. So he was gone but not forgotten. Deer Valley Resort is raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. 3,000 employees will get a raise starting July 26th. KSL Drives Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's not sure how successful the Cybertruck will be because of its trapezoidal shape. But he's still standing behind it. Last September, Tesla announced they had well over a 500,000 pre-orders for the truck. It was a tough finish on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 299 points. It closed at 34,687. The S&P was down 32. The NASDAQ lost 115 points. More about Microsoft, which now says it's detected Israeli spyware in its system, and it's made changes to keep its customers safe. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
Microsoft updating its software to block Israeli spyware that it says was used to snoop on people from here in the Middle East to Europe to Asia. Politicians, human rights activists, journalists, dissidents, even academics were targeted, their phones, computers, and data clouds hacked. Microsoft alleges the Israeli spyware company uses several names. One is Kandaroo. Like NSO, this Israeli hacker-for-hire company may have sold its spyware to authoritarian governments that turned around and used it against innocent civilians. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.